USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Three Republican governors are promising to not shut down their states no matter how bad the pandemic gets. Texas Governor Greg Abbott, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, and South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem have recently made the pledge, even as cases are surging in all three states. As we continue to hear good news regarding at least two coronavirus pandemic vaccines, House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, has a message for Democratic governors regarding the vaccines.
I think they should allow this administration that did an Operation Warp Speed and stop playing politics with it. We have a safe and secure, not one vaccine, but on the cusp of having three in this short time period. Dr. Slawi is not playing political games. He's been planning this and has done 14 vaccines before this. He's put the American public first.
McCarthy also saying another stimulus bill needs to be passed. This is USA Radio News.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Governor Ron DeSantis is promising rapid deployment of COVID-19 vaccines, but he says it's not the only drug in the pipeline.
Now, I know there's been a lot of discussion about the vaccines, and rightfully so, it's important, but I think the new therapeutic that was developed by Eli Lilly and is approved for emergency use by the FDA is also very significant.
The Republican governor from Florida saying a vaccine deployment plan has been in the works for months and will be implemented once the drugs get federal approval. Trump campaign legal advisor Jenna Ellis says no state should be rushing to coronate a president with false results.
It is not about overturning an outcome. It is about making sure that election integrity is preserved, and every American should want that.
The Trump camp defending legal challenges to the presidential election results during a news conference at GOP headquarters in Washington, D.C. on Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
As legal challenges regarding the election continue in battleground states, Republicans on Capitol Hill are saying we should just let the process play out.
The legal team for President Trump's campaign is continuing its challenges this week, contesting issues with the presidential election in several states. While the outcome of these cases are still pending, many Republicans have been calling for investigations into a number of accusations of voting irregularities and fraud. Senator Mike Braun says it's in the nation's best interest to look into those claims. The Indiana Republican said Wednesday that it's important to go through the process.
You know, in terms of the evidence, I think it's going to be important that we take the time to make sure if it's out there, we find it. It goes back to what I said earlier. Unless that's done thoroughly, and I think there are signs of it, whether it's going to be enough to make any difference in the outcome, that's what the process is about. And I think the president has the right to pursue it to the fullest extent.
The president's team is still waiting for decisions on cases in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Week 11 of the NFL season kicks off Thursday night with a great game between Russell Wilson and the Seattle Seahawks, hosting Christian Murray and the Arizona Cardinals. Kickoff for that game set for just after 8:20 Eastern Time on Fox. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.